The police administration has vowed to flush out the bad nuts within the service. It says it will implement fully a policy that mandates personnel to embossed their names on the police uniforms. Director of Operations at the Police Service, COP John Kudalo, made this known to Radio Ghana.
We are not a matter of rigid enforcement, but it's a matter of compliance. Because the policeman, immediately you go to depot, you are all given numbers. If on depot, you are given numbers. Corresponds to our names, and that's the tradition of the job, because the job of public trust, in which the public have released or relinquished their authority and power and everything to us to perform on their behalf. So we must be seen to be doing it well, and if you don't do it well, you must suffer the penalty thereof. So it is to identify exactly those who are the bad apples who are not performing in consonance with our mandate and ethics and then the regulations, and they will flush them out. And, you know, it's a lot of identity too. You know, we usually go into areas of battle, conflict, struggle or war, and when anybody falls, must be able to give the correct identification for the proper procedures to be enforced, like payment of compensation and that. So it's a matter of making them to perform and also taking care of their welfare. So it's a very crucial element in policing, that in every police institution all over the world, each officers identified individually for anything that benefit from or from any punishment that he should suffer. Yes, there are functions, and it varies according to the degree, you know, of offense. If you are not wearing the name tag and you find that you deliberately removed it, right, to confer, you know, to commit an offense, the degree and the enormity of the offense will merit the punishment. We have a category of punishments, but of course, wearing it will definitely go with a sanction.
COP Kudala also explains the clampdown of Okada operatives.
We have always been hard on this Okada operation. No, it has not been sanctioned legally. And then we, in our deliberations, I'm not saying all of them do, I found out that most of the offense committed have been used by motorcycles. If we are not able to organize this group properly and use them, then there's this likelihood that the bad ones may hide behind the cloak of Okada and be committing crimes. We know times where people have been hide Okadas and never go to their destinations and have been robbed. I would say yes or no. We have to look at the larger population. Of course, it serves a purpose. And the other friend countries, you know, most of the time they are organized into unions. It's just the transport industry. We have people in the transport industry who, and I know that time and again, attempts have been made to organize them. I know some time ago the Accra Regional Command tried to organize them, and I don't know why this thing broke up along the line. And most of them too are not registered. I mean, if they come as a body organized, you know, I think there's rules governing association and that is controlled by the Register Generals. If they do that and then they call our hand, we are ready to support them. Because the control and supervision and monitoring, which is the crucial thing, I must look at the larger population too, and then give the benefit of services to a larger population. They must not suffer because of a few things that are going to benefit. But that's, of course, I will not doubt the fact that it helps in the performance of economic duty for